We just got it floating in the air like the space in. It don't even matter, homie, we ain't even racing. But still I'm looking at all of these rappers and they've been chasing
yes, my... Es cosa de levantar la vista y poder observar más allá de solo las pestañas. Mi rap sale del alba hasta el ocaso, me mantiene firme, mira cómo apañan. Así como se ensaña, raya, calla, falla, ¿cómo? Calla al no poder contenerse en completo silencio y de cultura enriquecerse. Así lo vamos a hacer de nuevo. Un ser inerte, mira que va prendiendo este fuego más inerte. De nuevo desde el corazón, ¿ja? Improvisación real, ya así le vamos a dar de nuevo. Cuando voy escuchando el beat me volviendo loco. Hey, desenfoco.
¿Cómo?
Yeah. Y mi cuello ya se fue quebrando. Y así ya de a poco. Mira si yo enfoco de nuevo pa' poder seguir ando tirando el freestyle más re loco. Hey, así me vuelvo loco. Loco,
yeah,
loco,
me vuelvo loco.
Dice
yo. Yo estamos improvisando siempre desde el palco. Que vas a represento a la crew icon. Que vas a la verdad que siempre el rap yo lo combino. Oye, pa' Canadá trajimos el flow latino con el Gold Kit. Te traje Peruvian Food, que vas a Gold Kit. Vamos a hacerlo con actitud. Oye, esto es rap que está en la calle, está en los parques. Quien dijo que queríamos ganar la Red Bull. Y es por eso que lo hacemos más bien con el Yoshi Radix. Es por eso que pa' los insectos echamos Radix. Oye, yo soy como Kakaroto, como Radix. Pero qué pasa, porque ya no estamos tiny.
Telo no, Watagwan. Telo no, Watagwan. Telo no, Watagwan. Telo no. Yeah, man, sexual men be with the Bible to see, but I don't know where they're coming at. Bad boy like we would come coming nice off the spot. Anyway, we go, we turn number one. But you will never know, we are the two champions. We come by the top lines, the top band bumps and skip it. And anything will get them like the street like syrup. Ram dance all and we cocky session. Let the massive know say we have the we gon' be telling what I want. Telling the cars and alarm. Telling what I want. Telling we not go cars and alarm.
On the line, estamos en la radio bien tranquilo, soltando un poquito de freestyle. Sabes que le pego al beat como si fuera Muay Thai. Tú dime que es la que hay, esto es como en Hawaii. Traemos el calor, sabes, traemos todo el fuego. Bien tranquilo a los beats relajados, yo le pego. Le meto legendario como si yo fuera Trego. Pues cuando yo hago el rap todito yo le entrego. Esto decora, sabes, avanza a todas horas. Escupiendo en la pista como una locomotora. Le sigo dando, hermano, tú dime ya quién se achora. Que lo creamos como la grifa, como toda la chora. Ya no pasa, estamos en la casa. Shadow Hard Party, trim vistiendo toda la grasa. Siempre que le damos en esto son alabanzas. Que yo te suelto cada vez que el hip hop traspasa. WhatsApp.
Yo, hold on. Y'all just doing too much. You're killing them right now. Hold on, I gotta get more body bags, man. Hold on a second. I gotta get more body bags right now, man. We ran out of body bags, man. Yo, listen. Run the rhythm again there, Mr. Ghetto Fab. Run the rhythm. Yo, you brothers just... Yo, I gotta get more body bags.
Yes, sir.
I gotta get more body bags.
Yes, sir.
I can kill us.
Yo.
Sweep up the shelves.
Yo, man, I got a question, man.
Sir.
I wanna know, how long have y'all been doing what y'all been doing?
Man, I think most of us here have been doing this at least 10 years, everybody in this building, for sure. But we've been doing Icon Hip Hop for about 4 or 5 years now. Most of these people in this room were there day one when we started this, which was very, very small, maybe 5 to 10 people in a skate park with a Bluetooth speaker down at the Lee Side. That's where we finally all met, and, you know, Ghetto Fab showed up and turned it into what it is today with the help of the community. So
no doubt.
So,
let's give the people a history, like a timeline. Like, so you started off in the park
October 22.
Yes, sir.
And October 22nd or 2022. Okay.
Just at the end of the pandemic, restrictions were just easing off. People weren't really allowed to congregate and shit like that. So we were a little bit left of square, but we were putting together events in the skate park as often as we could, pretty much every week for about 12 weeks, and then eventually it got really cold.
Raindrop City, baby.
It's pretty unpleasant during those wet months.
Uh-huh.
And, Yeah, we found ourselves in need of an indoor space, and we found the MOTN, which is a dope little, it doesn't exist anymore, but at the time it was like a little artist studio slash comedy club kind of thing.
Okay.
And it was like all multimedia studio. There's a lot of different painters and this and that. People, it was a real cool hub for community. You want to talk about shutting down dope venues in the city.
Was that, okay, so was MOTN, was that... was that on Powell?
That was on Powell, yeah. That was on Princess and Powell, right? In the center of the hood there.
Okay, okay. I think like it was also like people did videos in there too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I did a video there.
There's
yeah.
A bunch of stuff in there. And then also the legend, DJ Denise, she threw a bunch of events there as well.
Okay, okay.
Shout out URP.
Yeah, we love URP.
Yeah, that's where I met this guy too, actually.
URP.
That's where we met, yeah.
Yeah, at the URP.
What's the URP?
The Urban Radio Project.
That's DJ Denise's
At Beaumont?
At Co-op.
Oh, at Co-op. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. No doubt. Okay, so from MOTN, then where did it go?
From the MOTN, we went back onto the streets because the MOTN burnt down. So we went back to a different skate park. That was Plaza Skate Park. Made the neighbors mad. Left there. Then we went to this place called Holy Chow, which is like a Chinese food spot that's run by this man.
That was the first time I went to Icon.
Exactly.
Okay, I remember that spot.
Cocaine hallways full of nothing but crack smoke. Fiends leaning over so hard it's like they back broke.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then that place flooded. And then so we went to the Railway Club. And then that place got shut down by the cops, so then we went to the vault.
One railway was banging, man.
Back to the plaza for we were homeless for a bit. Then we went to the vault. Then that place got shut down by the cops, and then so we went to this place called Santana's, which was basically just a random open space in the middle of Chinatown. That place got raided by the cops.
Damn.
And so we went to this place called Fortune Sound Club, which hasn't been raided by the cops, actually. So
yeah,
we've been doing it. But yeah, so we basically done it in, I think, 7 or 8 different venues. But, you know, like, we've always, like, kept it underground and gone with people who, you know, are scaled to the size of the thing because it's grown over time. But also, like, people who represent the, you know, the culture. And Fortune has always extended hands to people to in the hip-hop community, you know, who are local to use their space, even if they're, you know, a little bit smaller than... you know, some of the acts that sell that place out. Right?
Y'all, big ups to Fortune. They've been so great to us. It's honestly, it feels like we were like out in the cold and they really brought us in for the first time. It was like the first like warm meal we ever had.
No doubt.
You know,
I like Fortune, but something about the railway. The railway was the spot.
It was magic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The railway was the spot.
The railway was
right?
Run by the inmates, though.
Yeah, like asylum no running. The inmates run the asylum.
It was just like, you know,
100%.
There's no supervision.
It seemed like. Do you think that there was more people going to the railway than Fortune?
No, not close. Okay. It's just the way that it felt at the time. I mean, like, there was definitely like some hype moments for sure because it was still Tuesdays that we were running those.
And I would take it like it was an evolution, a clearly evolution or transition from like being from MOTN, from Plaza, transitioning into a new stage of Icon Hip Hop, getting more recognition in the city as well.
Yes.
Yo, let me say something that might be crazy or controversial, but I swear to God, the best thing we ever did in our entire organization's history is the Plaza Ciphers. Go to Plaza Skate Park in the middle of Chinatown, completely illegally. We would show up with speakers the size of refrigerators. And a bunch of
Soundboy Killer.
Yeah, we, you know, I'd be spinning vinyl in the park, you know, under the bridge, spinning vinyl, and we'd have literally hundreds of people come.
Yeah,
and people would come from all over. We were doing them Friday nights from 7 to 10 for the longest time, right there at that spot. And yeah, like a lot of people would come out just from the hype of just the scene and stuff like that. But then people would just walk past and be like, "What is that?"
Yeah.
It just drew people in. Then all of a sudden, people are showing up with saxophones and you know, it was wild, man. We had some really crazy events there.
So,
a few politicians come by. Yeah.
So to do that, to do it outside, then what would it take? You guys got to get a permit?
Yeah, there's about like 40 different layers of like bureaucratic bureaucratic tape that you have to go through in order to get to a licensed event in public. Like, and at the size that we do it at, it would, you would have to do things like get security, get garbage cans, get porta potties. Like,
your rental is a big one, even. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, all these little things, like it, just in porta potties alone, you're looking at over $1,000. Plus, you got to figure out who's gonna pick them up in what truck and what trailer. Right?
Yeah,
you have to rent something there too.
Yeah.
So,
and shout out to Ken Sim and the ABC Party for increasing nearly all of the fees for people that want to be able to do that as well. Like, you know, it affects everything from live entertainment stuff like that we do to like food vendors who are not able to use spots that they've had for years because like the fees just increased by 120% because they don't want to increase property tax.
It's not just that. There's also like honestly, like the Lapu-Lapu tragedy was like a pretty massive impact on the organization of outdoor public events and spaces in Vancouver and the way that they've been held. They've introduced a new regulation that requires organizers to pay for physical barriers and dump trucks at like every single intersection or possible entry point from a vehicle. So that adds a lot of difficulty to
having something outside. And I mean, I see the point in having that, right? Like,
absolutely.
Obviously protection. You know, that's a major tragedy, you know. Shout out to everybody who was going through that, you know.
Yeah,
man. Well, you know, we're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna drop a PSA for the people, and we're gonna come right back. We're gonna run some more tunes. We're gonna get more into the history of Icon Hip Hop. And look, man, Van City, just remember where you heard it first, the first live cypher on air, man. 1 to 6 o'clock Blitz, baby. Your host, Hall Body Dreams. We here live, living. So grateful to be here amongst some MCs and continuing on to, you know, continuously elevating the culture, man. So stay tuned, because we about to keep it popping.
Let's go. Yes, sir. Pop.
Do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.
Chicks at, where your whips at, wherever you get stacks, I'ma fix that. Everything that's big dreams, I did that. Don't knock me cause you're boring. I'm record sales soaring, straight touring. Simply a lot of men be wanting to hem me cause their words just don't offend me. We spend cheese in the West Indies, then come home to plenty cream Bentleys. You name it, I could claim it. Young, black, and famous, with money hanging out the anus. And when you need a hit, who you going to get? You bet against us?
Nah, it's no bet.
We make hits that'll rearrange your whole set.
Right.
And got a Benz that I ain't even drove yet.
Don't push us, because we're close to the edge. We're trying not to lose our heads. Get the feeling sometimes that make me wonder why you want to take us under.
Why you want to take us under.
I get the feeling sometimes that make me wonder why you want to take us under.
Why you want to take us under.
Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me
take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
Yeah, here we go. One, love, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why did you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap?
I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun.
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block, flew in 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops got. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Uh-huh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Uh-huh.
Straight and arrow or your soldiers cast.
Good night,
good night, good night.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out, bro. Knock him out the box.
It is, it's Hard Body Dreams, 1 to 6 o'clock Blitz, live on top of the hill, CJSF. Oh my goodness, party people, we are in the place to be. It is that time. I told y'all mother effers that we was gonna come. We was gonna bring the cypher live on the air. I know y'all been waiting for it. This the hottest hip-hop radio program in the mother effing nation. I stand by it. And most definitely, you gotta do the knowledge to the other show that we started called the Boom Bap Syndicate, which is every Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. for all you late night mother effers with my young God King Wise. And yeah, man, we about 5 episodes in, so you can always go to the CJSF.ca website and check out all those previous shows. Also follow us on IG, Boom Bap Syndicate. Hey, man, we got Icon Killers in the building. How y'all feeling right now?
Yes, sir, we in the building.
Yeah, man. Yo, so tell me, man. Tell me one thing.
Yeah,
who do you wanna know? Who is y'all favorite artist of all time?
I know Gold Kid's answer.
If you can only get one, if you could only get one artist for the rest of your life to listen to, who is it going to be?
If I had to pick one artist for the rest of my life to listen to, I'd probably say Kendrick Lamar. That's okay. True answer.
Okay.
Josie Radix, what's your answer for that?
Believe it or not, the father and founder of music in America is Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis
Ooh.
Mayfield.
Okay. And that's
mean.
Bob Marley took people get ready to throw this dude. One love.
And music, what about you?
Very complicated.
Can I pick one?
Three?
No one.
He said three. Uno. Uno.
Solo uno, solo uno.
Only uno.
It's a.
Oh, so hard.
In Spanish or in English?
Man. Quit dodging the question, man. Just give us the answer, man.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill? Yeah.
No, it's not. Don't say that truth. That's not his guy. That's not it. Come on. Come on, Tess.
Leading the witness.
He loves Lauryn Hill.
Gold Kid.
Objection, Your Honor.
Gold Kid.
Objection, Your Honor. You say Gold Kid?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
I like
got auto-tune.
I like
he's
it.
Got R&B. He's
I like
got
it.
Boom bap, everything.
Okay.
Gold
Kid.
I got Gold everything, Kid. Brother.
Okay.
Right, boom bap.
And who's your favorite artist?
Music.
You see how they did that right there? Armano to Armano, eh? You can't mess around.
An apostrophe.
Yeah. In my case, you know, I do freestyle, like Spanish battles. So I feel like, for me, in my case is Big Pun, you know?
Ah.
He have a lot of play words, you know?
Yeah.
And so I like the, who can I say in English, like when you get one form to the structure. Who can I say structure? Struct.
Uh-huh.
So he's good, you know, and he does so fast, and I don't know, he's so good, man.
Yeah, man, Big Pun, man. That boy, for the size, his size, the way he could spit that fast, oh my goodness, man.
I might be a little out of left field on this one, but I'm going to have to say Scarface for myself.
Oh, I actually got some Scarface on the playlist tonight.
That's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And everything, and like, I don't know if this makes sense, but like the shape of his voice.
He's
got the most like percussive, like, booming voice.
Yeah. I never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
He's unbelievable, but
You seen him on the Tiny Desk?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. So good. So
Scarface
good.
Scarface is a legend, man.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. I'm gonna go with Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Whoa.
Hands down.
That's a great
for
choice.
For the rest of my life.
Great choice.
How did nobody else say that?
For the rest of my life. Infamous.
That's a very good choice.
Hell on Earth. Murder Music. Yeah. Like everything. All of it.
Crazy.
HNIC 1, HNIC 2.
All the collabs.
Like Mobb all the way. Mobb.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
We got a chance actually throughout the whole process in Icon Hip Hop. One of the little side quests that we went on here has been like interviewing artists before and after shows. And, luckily enough, we got to big ups to Jay Swing at the Hollywood Theater, but we got hooked up to go and interview Havoc and actually like sit in the room and talk to him and talk to Big Noid and DJ LES for a little bit. And,
yeah.
Truth interviewed him. I filmed it.
That's dope.
And, it was a wild experience and honestly, yeah. It was I think hands down, like he was like the most chill and like easygoing dude we've ever worked with, and like he's like probably like the most famous and like definitely the most humble, super like easygoing, chill, appreciative of the like the whole thing. Like
yeah. I heard Havis pretty relaxed. Even Junk was telling me that when he was in Europe touring with Mobb, and I guess he got to hear the Infinite album before it even came out, like 6 months. Like said that Hav brought him up to the hotel and then, you know what I mean, got to listen to the album before it even came out.
That's
real love, man. You know, Havoc. I mean, yeah, man. Havoc is you know, I don't know if you guys ever read Prodigy's book, but I highly recommend that you read it, My Infamous Life, and
Yeah, man, it's yeah, man, Havoc is, I love Hav, you know. I love Prodigy too, you know. I don't think I could just have one. I gotta have them both, you know.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, you know, the Mobb Deep played a real, you know,